And now Flora Lichtman joins us for Video Pick of the Week. It feels like there should be some music for that, doesn't it? I mean, not, you know, something.
Bum, bum, bum,
yeah, you need a theme song, Flora.
Something like that.
Okay, so what's the pick this week?
The pick this week is a profile of a little New York farm. There's chickens and kale and chard, and you're probably thinking, ho-hum, I've seen a farm before.
Yes, but I've seen a farm before.
You may not have seen a farm like this. Mm-hmm. The backdrop is not rolling hills or anything pristine. It's New York City. So this farm is located on top of a warehouse in Brooklyn.
I don't understand. I've seen the tops of warehouses. Things do not grow on the tops of warehouses. They have concrete or asphalt or something.
Or whatever, something yucky.
Right.
So it turns out if you put down a protective root barrier and some soil, you can grow vegetables on top of a roof. And it's called a green roof. And actually, I should say that Aleshu Bayak, who's a producer at Science Friday, he's behind this video this week. And he investigated this farm, the Eagle Street Rooftop Farm in Brooklyn. And he found out all about green roofs. Now, this is a pretty intensive green roof.
Right. Okay. So what's a green? I mean, I understand it's green because things are growing on it. But what's, apart from having a space to have grow some vegetables in the city, is there another advantage to doing something like this?
There do seem to be other advantages. It insulates the building, we heard on this shoot. So it keeps it warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. And roofs get really hot in the summer, apparently. And the temperature stays pretty cool up there. So that's another advantage. And it turns out that for 4 inches of soil, it will absorb 1 inch of rainwater. So that's good for the sewer systems as well. So this is sort of, it seems like a prototype of what you might do with a roof, but kind of unusual.
Yeah, I get the feeling. I mean, it's an interesting direction, but is it really? It's not going to save the planet, I don't think.
Well, I think that Annie Novak might disagree with you there, Joe.
Really? Well, okay. I mean, so she hopes to do a lot of these and see them spread far and wide.
I think she hopes that more will sprout up.
Ooh,
all sorry.
Right. That's a good place to end. I think anybody who hasn't left us already should at least know that this
is
the end of
the
hour.
Well, it is the end of the hour, yeah.
That's right. Okay, thanks, Flora.
Thanks, Joe.
Our program's senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Bergquist is our director. Flora Lichtman, who you just heard making a terrible pun, is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Catherine Wells, and Aleshu Bayak. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Our intern is Ian Chant. Neil Rausch is our technical director, and he's at the controls here in New York. If you missed any part of this program, perish the thought, or others, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast, audio and video. Go to our website at sciencefriday.com and take SciFry along with you on your iPhone and Android apps and continue a week-long discussion on Twitter, at SciFry, and Facebook. We're everywhere. If you'd like to write to us, please send your letters to Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, Room 306, New York, New York, 10036. You can email us. The address is scifry@sciencefriday.com. I'm Joe Palka in New York.